Christians have once again been the target of attacks by Islamic extremists in Pakistan. At the weekend, two Christians were killed, two churches attacked, and copies of the Bible were burned. Tensions have also been heightened after a pastor in the U.S. state of Florida burned a copy of the Quran. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the executive secretary of the National Commission for Justice and Peace, Peter Jacob. He told her despite the current tensions, the agenda of the extremists is being rejected by a vast majority of the population.
After Shahbaz Bhatti's murder, the situation was quite tense and people were demoralized. Civil society as well as religious minorities. But there are several streams, I would say, flowing in the national mood. First is that people are resilient, people are taking courage to speak, and they would like to have the situation changed. They would like to see a change. There is the other stream, which is continuing official lethargy, which means that they are not seeking a resolve, a final resolve, a definitive resolve to address the issues. There is a third one, that there are sporadic instances of violence or intolerance. In Lahore, for the past 2 days, we have seen a tension on the desecration, a reported desecration shown to Bible. That is when the Christian sanitary workers went to an official asking for a concession in working time. And that is supposedly the time when he offered some remarks not very respectful for the Lent season and also maybe other things. There are investigations going on, and finally we will know what is. But earlier, Kamal David, a blasphemy accused, he died in mysterious circumstances in Karachi jail. Among the Christian community, where there is a concern and feeling of insecurity, people are also meeting and they are thinking of offering a sound response to the situation.
Well, how much dialogue is there between Muslims and Christians, and is that helping?
I think there is a vast number of people who happen to be understanding and reading the situation better. So a majority of population is reserving its reaction or response, even among Muslims. This incident of burning of Quran in Florida was a very serious matter, and the majority population in Pakistan, they have observed this with seriousness. There was no kind of sporadic response, like offering any reactive, aggressive response. Therefore, it looks like the agenda of the extremists, the negative agenda, is rejected by the common people, be it in United States or in Pakistan. At the same time, the risk, the threat of attacks, etc., that is there because the government is not coming up with a sound policy or response to curb misuse of religion and law.
How fearful are Christians at the moment?
Well, as they are concerned about their security and number of people, they are afraid, and they have changed their routines, and they are careful about their security, especially the prominent people. At the same time, people are trying to offer a response. It is very characteristic of the Christian community in Pakistan that they are politically conscious, and they are not very docile, passive people. So what you can expect is that they will always come up and register their protest, and they will point out to solution Every time a violence or violent incident takes place.
Finally, what about Asia Bibi? How is this violence affecting people like her? Because she's a symbol of abuses committed in the name of the blasphemy law. What about her security?
Well, at official level, the government is concerned, and they have taken some steps to ensure that she is secure. For instance, she cooks her meal herself. She is supplied with the edibles by the family, and she cooks herself. She is kept separate, and she has been given a company by a Christian woman. So those steps are taken. But at the same time, her case and her life will always remain in danger unless there is a very strong step taken to get a legal judicial recourse and relief to her.